Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on Carly Foster. Her insurance is Blue Shield of California. Her pharmacy is Paradise, Walgreens. This is addressed to Dr. Robert Avila, AVILLADO, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926. Dear Dr. Avila, Carly Foster was seen today for neurological evaluation with a diagnosis of probable Bell's palsy. Having been discharged from Enloe Hospital for 15 days, new paragraph, she still demonstrates at least moderately severe right facial weakness with some lid motor weakness not completely resolved. She has dysfunction of her tongue with hypoesthesia in her mouth consistent with a seventh nerve palsy. New paragraph, she reports that she still has lancinating pain at her left temporomandibular joint and still experiences some retroocular pain and pain in her neck. New paragraph, CT imaging of the brain accomplished at Enloe was non-disclosing. New paragraph, additional laboratory studies were not helpful. New paragraph. She, by her report, was placed on both prednisone and valacyclovir. New paragraph. Unfortunately, her medical records from Enloe show that she only received one dose of each. New paragraph. Her pharmacy records do not demonstrate any further treatment, even though she reports that she took the medications for 7 days. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation at this time, I am ordering MR imaging of the face, attention to the seventh nerve, and the brain as well. New paragraph. She will also need an MRI of the neck, and we will attempt to obtain these serially as quickly as possible. New paragraph. I've given her laboratory studies to complete for zoster and herpes virus, as well as a C-reactive protein. New paragraph. Today I've given her prescriptions to continue the valacyclovir, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, and 20 milligrams of prednisone to take 3 times a day for the next week. New paragraph, we will schedule her for medical reevaluation in consideration of her findings for further recommendations if necessary. new paragraph. Fortunately, there has been no additional medical difficulty by her report to suggest that this may be a manifestation of multiple sclerosis, more advanced viral disease, or other disorders of ischemia. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.